Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Today's a very significant anniversary. On this day, December 8th, John Lennon was shot.
Yep.
It's one of those days you remember where you were and what you were doing.
It's there.
Are maybe 10 in your life that you have those memories.
That's right.
Yep.
Where were you?
I was in Yonkers, New York, in my apartment, and watching the NFL Monday Night Football game. And Howard Cosell mentioned it on TV.
Yeah.
Which I imagine a third of the country was doing.
A lot of people found out from that broadcast.
Yep.
And what's interesting is there's audio of the argument that Howard Cosell had with, what's his name? He was a football player. He was in the booth with Howard. But they were going back and forth.
Yeah.
And it was like, Howard, we got to do this.
Don Meredith? Was it?
I think you're right. Yes. I think you're right.
Maybe Don Meredith.
Yeah. And
how could
Howard
not do it?
Howard Cosell didn't want to do it.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
It's probably the most famous thing he ever did.
Yeah, that's right. That's all I remember him for.
Yeah, really. Other than when he says, Frazier is down.
Right.
Yeah.
Down goes
down
Frazier.
Goes Frazier. I've got to know who goofed.
Wow. I mean, that was the biggest news of my life since John Kennedy was killed.
Most folks say it's kind of like their Kennedy, you know?
Yeah.
You remember where you were when it happened.
Well, like Jimmy said, there's 10 of those you remember exactly where you were.
Yep.
9/11, Sandy Hook, John Lennon.
Yep.
If you're alive during one of the presidential, the president or Martin Luther King
yep.
or
remember
Robert
that?
Kennedy, you remember where you were for that.
Yep.
Yeah, that was...
I call them lifetime memories. That was a bad one.
Yeah.
Some good ones, and that was one of the bad ones.
It's weird that the guy who wrote Give Peace a Chance is shot to death.
The exact opposite,
walking
yeah.
down the street.
Yeah.
You know?
Terrible.
So bizarre.
Just terrible.
By a fan.
Yeah.
That's the weird part. Yeah,
that
really. What's
weird.
In that guy's head?
Well, didn't have that hit that book, right? Catch in the Rye or something like that. Like there was some book that was like corresponded to like that type of scenario, didn't it?
And he got an autograph that morning from John Lennon.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
I mean, the guy was smart. He would have just saved it and sold it today and been rich.
Yeah. Is he out now?
No,
the guy who shot Reagan's
out.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
and
what
performing.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Who's out?
The guy who shot Reagan is performing now.
Oh,
he's an acoustic
goodness.
Guitarist and performing.
I'll never understand why anybody who shoots somebody like that should ever get out of jail.
Seriously.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Done.
Yep.
Right. Done. Right.
Did you ever book John Lennon in Connecticut?
No. No, John Lennon never played a tour. He played New York City at the Garden, but that was about it. He never went on tour.
He has a real famous concert there with Elton John.
Yeah.
That was recorded.
Yeah, but it was an Elton John concert, though.
It was an Elton John concert that he came up in.
Whatever Gets Through the Night, that song.
Right.
Yeah. Awesome song, too.
He does a couple of songs.
Yeah.
And he does a Beatles song that was sung by Paul, which is weird, I thought.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he did I Saw Her Standing
There. Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. That was a Paul song.
Which is wild.
And he said, I sound better.
Maybe that's what it was.
He took his tongue out.
So you booked the other Beatles, though. Ringo?
I booked Ringo and Paul.
Okay, not George?
Not George. George went on one national tour, but it was only like 10 dates or something like that, and Connecticut certainly wasn't going to be one of the 10 dates.
Phil, did you find the audio?
I didn't find the audio. I was looking for it. But what was going on is the game was tied. It was late in the game, and he did not want to do it. It was Frank Gifford, actually, that urged him
okay,
to do
it. Okay,
that's
it. I was thinking the guy was married to Kathy Lee. That dude.
Frank Gifford.
That was Frank Gifford.
Yep.
Yeah.
Couldn't think of his name, though.
So before they came out onto the air, he was like, if you know this information and you know it's true, you can't hang on it. You have to tell people.
Right.
And Howard didn't want to just because of what was going on in the game. He's like, that's not why people are watching right now. And that whole it took maybe 20 seconds. They came out live. It didn't seem like he was going to do it. And then a break in the action. And that's the part everybody remembers.
Yeah. Is the announcement available? I have it.
I've seen it online.
Yeah I have.
On like YouTube and whatnot.
I think I have the argument between Gifford.
Kavanaugh will let it run down for one final attempt. He'll let the seconds tick off to give Miami no opportunity whatsoever.
Timeout is called. 3 seconds remaining. John Smith is on the line. And I don't care what's on the line, Howard. You have got to say what we know in the booth.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game, no matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous, perhaps, of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. To go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty bound we had to take. Frank?
So here, Frank is talking about the game and kind of cornered him. He's like, I don't care what's going on right now. You have to tell him.
Right, yeah. Right. There's a conversation that someone recorded in the booth. I think I have it.
But
they were going
right
back
now.
And forth, they were. And Howard did not want to do it. Alyssa Taglia, News 8. Hey.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. What were the top stories today on your broadcast?
Well, I'll start off by talking about traffic, because that's what I do a lot in the morning, obviously.
Nightmare.
There's a huge backup on 91 southbound by exit 3. Yeah, that's a nightmare for a lot of people heading into New Haven. Flu cases. They're saying that this could be one of the worst flu seasons that Connecticut has seen in a decade, and that's worrying a lot of health officials, doctors, and obviously parents, people in general, because they're worried they may not have enough of the medications that they typically use to treat the flu. So that's a big story. And then obviously what you guys were just talking about just came out minutes ago, that the U.S. Received word that Brittany Griner will be coming back to the United States after being locked up in Russia for months and months.
We don't realize how great this country is.
Yep.
Until you go to another country and get in prison for
scribble
a little bit
there.
Of weed.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, you know, maybe this is a,
I love our country.
This seems pretty, you know, I'll take that.
I can't wait to go back. Please bring me back.
The United States is great.
That's right.
That should be a T-shirt, Dan.
Thank you.
The United States is great.
So, AJ, I'm putting together the toy drive last night.
Yeah.
And I start getting these texts. Taunting me, basically.
Oh, taunting texts.
Alyssa Taglia from News 8 said she would go up in the bucket.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brave person.
I'm a little, I'm shocked you won't. Well, you are.
I will, but I'm petrified.
To. Yes. And that was me a couple weeks
ago. So that's AJ.
A couple weeks ago, that was me.
You're just going up. They're not going to, you know, dangle you from there. You're just going to go up safely.
Yes. Bring us down now!
Right. That's, we really, can you play a little bit more? So this is AJ. He went up in the bucket truck at McDermott Chevrolet Lexus in New Haven.
Yep.
Right. Help! Help! I got to go down. I gotta go down. I have an emergency. Get me down. Help.
I have leg cramp.
Help.
Really bad one, too.
Help. Help.
Okay, we should also.
Help.
We should also mention
help!
That.
Help.
Shut me up a second.
Help.
I was up there for.
Go down.
I was up there for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. These guys are going up. And then going down.
Yeah.
I was left there for yeah.
go
ten
down!
Minutes. I'm deathly afraid
there's
of heights.
It was a long
deathly.
Time for you to scream all that time. So you son of a bitch, I swear to God, I'm going to kill every one of you. That was about 9 minutes in.
Alyssa, he threatened us with death.
Yes, I did. And I meant it.
That was murder.
Murder.
At that moment, I meant it.
Blocking my ears.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Yeah, I'm deathly afraid of heights. So she sends me these pictures of her dangling from the side of Mohegan Sun.
Oh,
what?
Rappelling thing?
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
You're brave. Yes. You're a brave person.
I was scared looking at the picture.
I rappelled the Hartford Marriott for Shatterproof, which is a drug and alcohol prevention organization, and then Mohegan Sun for Special Olympics.
Oh. After a couple beers, yeah. I rappel my stairs.
AJ, she's on how many floors were you up?
Oh, I don't even know. I don't know how many floors, but I mean, the
doesn't even
Mohegan
matter
Sun
to her.
I would know how many stories.
You know, Mohegan Sun's pretty tall.
Yeah, I'd be afraid to go through one glasses, you know, someone's window.
Phil, can you look
I
up
know.
The Mohegan
it was
Sun?
It so windy that day, too.
Like a wind chime.
What?
Wow, windy.
Yeah.
So, AJ, the picture of her is she has her hands out. So it's the rope?
Yeah. The rope is
she's not
her,
holding on to the rope.
Yeah, the rope is her. That's
her
it.
Her feet are against the building and her hands are out.
Yeah, no, that's not me at all. No, no. That's
34-story luxury hotel.
Yeah, unless my feet were glued.
34-story, and if it's 10 feet a story, what, 340?
Wow. At least.
And I'm going up 75 feet, and I'm crying like a chicken.
Well, you heard me
chicken.
Already. You heard me already, so.
You can do it. What time are you going up?
6:40.
You probably hear him from the studio.
You will. Open the door.
Maybe we'll be able to see you in our New Haven sky camera.
Open the door. You're going to hear. You hear someone screaming down the floor? Who is that? Who is that?
Oh, my.
I'm getting like crap. Please get me down. Down like that.
I am not good with heights.
Oh, I totally suck at it.
But so I told Alyssa, you're on the hook now for we're going to raise some money somehow dangling you somewhere.
It sounds like she enjoys it.
Right,
what are you, an ornament?
Right cause.
Right. It'll be the right cause.
Right.
Absolutely
not,
right.
Not just our amusement.
All right. So we'll see you sometime tomorrow at the toy drive.
We're on the ground.
I think somewhere.
I'm looking forward to it.
Somewhere around 8:45.
Hold
or
that
so.
Thought, yes.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. We appreciate you. You do a lot of great work for the community. She's always out, AJ, in the middle of the night, you know, doing fundraisers.
Right.
I say, how does she wake up in the middle of the morning when she's out so late? So good for you.
I know. Well, you guys, too. Great work. And obviously tomorrow, I'm sure, as always, will be a great success. So I'm looking forward to joining you this year.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. See you tomorrow. Right. Bye-bye.
Alyssa Taglia, News 8. Man.
Women don't fear heights as much.
Really?
Yeah, because her, she was like dangling off. You got Kara was wanted to go in the bucket with Scott Haney.
Kara Sunlin.
Kara Sunlin.
Channel 3.
Yeah, wanted to go in the bucket with Scott. I'm like, well, I don't know. They don't have fear of heights.
Is that true?
I have no idea.
All of them?
At least I'm seeing a lot of women like, oh, I would have done that.
Right. Well, there's a consistent thing with spiders.
Yes.
In women.
That's
right.
True.
Yeah. There's a high percentage of women like, nope.
Right.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
And then so you're thinking heights.
Yeah, I'm thinking heights. They got heights down. See, we killed the spiders and they didn't get the heights.
All right. Can we take an informal poll right now? Can we have, if you're a woman, call.
Yeah. Are you afraid of spiders?
All right.
No, heights.
That we know.
Yeah. Height.
Are you afraid of heights?
Yeah. It's curious. And be honest.
Right.
You know, don't just say, I bunch of sissies.
Yeah. 1-877-764-2535.
Help! Yeah, that's me right there.
Is Jennifer afraid of heights?
I never asked her.
Wow.
Because we know that she's got the spider thing.
Yeah. No, the bug thing. We got. Yeah,
Andy from Arts TV and Appliance. Are you afraid of heights?
Put it this way. Spiders, I'll kill. You put me in a bucket and get me off the ground, I'll scream like a little girl.
Thank you. Thank you. See, I'm not alone in this.
Yeah. There's something about it.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, my wife is not afraid of heights.
What is it with that?
Really?
You know?
I have no idea. I mean, parasailing the whole bit.
Wow.
Really?
Yep. Would not do it.
There's something about that makes me feel like, you know, I'm so out of control.
Right.
And you would, like, if things go wrong, you have too much time to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, way too long.
Right.
Yeah, when you can narrate your fall. When you can pinpoint where you're going to land.
You can make a cell phone call.
Right.
Okay, I'm not going to be home for dinner.
I'm going to cancel lunch.
Right.
Tucker!
Cancel a lot more than lunch.
Right, cancel life.
Oh, jeez.
That's the right height, yeah.
Whiz.
Yeah, now I'm good.
Oh.
Yeah, I like the ground. The ground's
so
nice.
So you're down with this, Chaz? You're doing this?
I have no choice.
Yeah.
So it was $5,000 donations from various beautiful tribe members.
Yep.
And Scott Haney, it's $10,000 from beautiful tribe members. So $15,000 in, with a quick, hopefully quick experience.
Because Scott didn't think we'd get $10,000. He's like, okay, I should have said $20,000. I told him, I said, you should have. I go, you should have.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'll never say five again.
Yep.
Nope.
Nope, your price went up.
Nope.
Help! And I went up too.
Hey, Andy, I'm going to take a couple calls here. So,
Yeah,
participate. All right. Kim, are you afraid of heights?
I am not afraid of heights.
You sound pretty confident about that.
I believe her the way she said it.
Yep.
Well, female firefighters go up those ladders just as well as male firefighters.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Are you a firefighter?
I am. Well, I used to be. I sort of retired now because I have had children.
Nice.
Good for you.
Yeah. See?
Wow.
Yeah,
well,
you go up, go over, just, you know, even with short legs and all that gear, you can totally, you're going to be in a bucket. Just relax. Breathe through it. Think you're getting closer to heaven.
Well, I don't want to get close to heaven. I don't want to go to heaven now.
No, you're just going up in the clouds and coming back down. Right. It's not going to be bad.
There's a staircase.
You really should try to, it's a good experience for you to try to, like, you're challenging yourself. So think about it as you're going to check it off your bucket list. Ha, ha, ha.
I'm already challenged.
Well, I can't help those challenges, but anyway,
thank
have
you,
a
Kim.
Wonderful day. You're going to do great. I can't wait to hear all about it.
Thank you.
You'll probably hear it.
Thank you.
See, Kim, Andy, has that hero DNA.
Yeah. You can tell in her voice.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she's very confident.
Yep.
I do not.
Yeah. Mine was quivering. Mine was quivering the entire time. A borderline tinkle.
I'm the savee, not the saver.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I got a tinkle.
Roberta?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Are you afraid of heights?
I am not afraid of heights.
AJ,
no.
I think you're on to something.
Women, I don't know.
Not completely fearless, but yeah, my favorite ride at the lake compounds was called Downtime. Get all the way up there, and then they just drop you. It was my favorite thing when my kids were little, and we always liked the lake compounds.
Wow.
But terrified of spiders. But I will say... when my kids were little and they saw a spider and my husband wasn't around, I found it. I found the power.
Right.
To kill the spider.
When it's protect the children.
Right.
Let me get all bets are off.
Let me get the flip flop of death.
the kids are now in their 20s, and the husband or the children can get spiders.
Right.
Around.
I told
them
it off to
them.
I'll just leave it in the room.
Yeah, it's all you.
Thank you, Roberta.
Nice.
You know, there is something to this.
I think you guys are onto something with this.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I'm on something.
You know, if you think about it, women love roller coasters.
They do. Let's go up there. No.
No, I'm like, I like it down
here.
Let's go get a beer.
Let's watch from here. It's more fun to watch from here. Yep.
Roller coasters. Jennifer just texted, I am not afraid of heights.
Uh-huh. Wow.
AJ, you're on to something.
Yep. I know one girl because of the broom she rides.
Jen, are you afraid of heights?
No, I'm not scared of heights, and I like spiders.
Wow.
Oh,
are you sure you're a female?
Absolutely. Now, here's some advice.
Okay.
When you're going up, don't look down. Look out. The best times I have ever had doing jobs, I've enjoyed on a roof, tarping the roof, you know, cleaning the gutters, things like that.
Look out, not down. Look out. They always say, Chad, look out.
I can't do it.
Look out.
I know Drew said that too.
Yeah. No.
I can't do it.
Uh-uh. Nope.
No, I don't think anyone understands the level of fear of heights I have.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, and you guys are in a bucket.
75
I've done
feet
bucket
is
trucks
high.
For years. You're safe in a bucket truck. That's why you're in the bucket, dear.
I know.
It's the safest you can be. And if you're in a harness,
safest
would
be on the ground.
Listen, you're in a harness. Even if the bucket fails, they can still get you
out.
Don't worry.
All right. Thank you, Jen. Yeah, I got to go.
You're dangling a teabag.
No
there.
Bucket failure, please.
Yeah, no.
I think everybody's giving you too much information on this.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. I can hear his knees knocking from here.
Drew said, don't look down. Look out at the horizon.
Yeah, no.
But as soon as I get to a point, you know, 5 feet, 10
your
feet, I'm fine. 20
vision.
Feet, good.
Yeah.
Once I get to the point where
buildings are gone,
I say to myself, if something goes wrong, I'm dead.
Yeah.
I can't even look out. I'm going to have to close my eyes.
Wow. Can I have a safe word?
Well, no, I got to go all the way up for the $5,000. There is no safe word.
Okay.
It's up and down.
Because, yeah, I didn't get one.
We didn't think that one out. Andy, did you hear about that? We send AJ up. And he starts screaming like bananas.
I was screaming.
We're all looking at each other like we never established a safe word, did we?
Yeah, it was like a carabiner. help! It was like a KRP in Cincinnati episode.
Yeah.
We did give him one, did we?
He's just like, I'm using the universal one.
Help. Yes.
That seems like a safe one. It was help.
Right.
Help!
I want to go down.
I want to go down.
I got a leg
go
cramp.
Go down!
I have an emergency.
Go
I have
down!
An emergency.
Did you think emergency?
You would think
someone
that one.
Bring me down. No. I have an emergency. Get me down.
I couldn't, my chest is like I'm dying over here. No, get me up. It's not 10 minutes. Bring
did,
this
did
down now.
Ask how high this thing goes.
75 feet. Yep. And I know that doesn't sound wow. like a lot. It's a lot.
That's
yeah.
a lot.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That's seven and a half stories.
Seven and a half
more
half
than,
stories.
More than 10 Shaquille O'Neals stacked yes. on top of one another.
See, look at that. Yep.
But it's wow. it's when you see it coming off of a truck.
Yep.
And it's just a stick going into the air.
With a little bucket
in
on
that
top.
Bucket. Yep. And I hope the bucket's really attached. Just, ugh.
Well, we're going to find out.
We're going to find out. By the way, all the ladies on the phone?
Yeah.
And no one's afraid of heights.
None. Yep, it's amazing.
All right.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
He's like, I'm not going to be there.
Andy, thank you for supporting the toy drive.
Yes,
and,
thank you.
You know, our comedy show for veterans and everything we do. Really appreciate you.
Oh, no problem. You guys have been great to me as well. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And I just keep telling people, go in there, tell them you know me, tell them you want the Chaz deal.
Yep.
Yep. We'll do it for them.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Andy.
Good luck.
All right.
I'll be listening. Talk
Thank
to you.
You. You won't even need the radio.
No,
you'll hear
him.
Me.
Yep.
I don't know if I'll be as loud. I'm not going to be as loud as you, but.
Well, we don't know yet. It's different when you're up there.
Lisa, you afraid of heights?
Definitely afraid of heights.
Oh, we found one. Oh,
we got one.
All right. Yay.
We got one.
Nice.
We got one. Chad, don't do it. Just don't do it.
Don't say that.
He's got to do it.
I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Not afraid of spiders. Those are nothing. I'm not one of those girly girls that scream when they see a spider.
Oh, your wires are crossed.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yep.
Hmm. Okay.
Good luck tomorrow.
Oh, I hate when people say it like that. Famous duos and stupid me. I thought about this last night. It's like I should have narrowed it down, like famous
music.
Comedy duos,
yeah,
music
yeah.
duos.
Could be anything. Could be Lewis and Clark.
It could be all of that.
Yep.
And so chances pretty good for you to win Metallica tickets. If you stump us, you get in the running. So it'll be a small handful of people in the pool.
Yeah.
And someone's going to win them. 1-877-764-2535. Michael in New Haven, what's your question?
Yeah, my question is, who are the two guys that are totally different and they always have you guessing, laughing, and wondering after you're done listening to them? Or
No. See, we're the final judges on these questions. This is too vague.
They're very nice. Who's us?
Then what? Who are the two guys that are so different, but they're very funny and important, and you're concerned, you like what they say?
Andre and Derby.
I'm trying again.
All right.
So Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis,
yes.
Famous duo.
Yes.
What year did they break up?
That's how it's done.
Right, like that.
Yes.
Everybody take notes.
Thank you.
Right. What year did they break up?
What year did they break up? Let's see. Rat Pack was big in the 60s.
Yeah.
And
I want to say like 65. I want to say that.
Seems late.
Yeah, that seems late. Like 64, 63. I was very young back then. So let's see.
You're going to have to go with it. 65? Is that what you want to say?
Yeah.
That was the first thing that popped into your AJ brain.
Yes, it was.
Okay. 1965. 1956.
Whoa. Wow, dyslexic. I had the six and the five mixed up.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had a feeling the 60s because, whatever. I hung up on myself.
Hey.
Thank you, Andre. You're in the running.
Yep. Good luck this time.
Virginia in Berlin.
Yes. What year did Tina and Ike Turner first release their record together?
Ooh.
What year they released their first record together? Let's see.
66.
Nope. 1958.
58. Damn.
Stump the Chumps.
Wow, we're doing good so far.
Yeah.
Nice. Should keep that first question.
Now, when you say good, you mean bad?
Exactly, yeah.
I don't know any of their songs other than the remake of the Creedence song.
What famous duo is screwing up right now?
Didn't you do a remake of that?
Yeah, I did the Roland song, the John Roland song.
Yeah.
Rolling Down the River, yeah.
Edwin in Bridgeport.
Yes, how you doing?
Good. What do you got?
Okay. What university at what year did Hall & Oates attend?
Wait, run that by me again.
What university and what year did Hall and Oates
pick
attend?
One?
Yeah, maybe I'd pick.
I'm not. What, that's a two. Okay. That's two questions.
Yeah. So what year or what university?
So what university?
What's in Philadelphia?
A lot of things. Cream cheese.
No. Universities in Philadelphia.
Right.
What is it? Villanova?
Right. It's Villanova.
Villanova.
Is there a University of Philadelphia?
Probably.
Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. It will be Temple University.
Temple.
Oh, yes. I see.
And it was in 1966.
Oh, see, I wasn't even going to think of that. Yeah.
Where is Temple?
Right by your forehead.
In Philadelphia.
Ah!
Right in Philadelphia.
I knew it.
Thank you.
The Chumps.
I knew it was in Philadelphia.
Yep.
All right. You're in the running.
So far, you're doing good.
How are we feeling about ourselves right now?
I'm a complete chump.
Anthony in Brantford.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Morning, you.
Hello. When they came out in the 60s, what duo was ranked number 10 for best new artist?
In the 60s, Simon and Garfunkel?
No, the Carpenters.
Stump.
I would have never guessed that.
Thought I had that one.
Never.
Thought
I had would that have one. Never
yep.
guessed it.
Right.
Weren't they from Connecticut?
I believe so, yes.
I think Karen Carpenter, either. They're either from Connecticut or she lived in Connecticut.
One of the two.
And didn't she have some accident with a cookie cutter? She, like, chopped her fingers off?
I know, it's long ago and so far away.
Thank you, and you're in the running.
She was born in New Haven. They are from California, Downey, California.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Is there something about her fingers in there and a cookie press? Some bizarre memory of Karen Carpenter, fingers and cookies.
Nothing about her finger.
No. Something else?
Anorexia.
Oh.
I knew that, but I think there was some cookie accident. She was making cookies and...
made finger cookies.
I don't know why that's in my brain. Mike in Stratford.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
The song Video Killed the Radio Star, the first song on MTV, was performed by what duo?
The Buggles.
And who are they?
You said the duo.
No, you said the name Buggles. No,
yeah. You didn't say, give me the individual artist names. You said, what duo, the Buggles.
You're right. It's the Buggles.
Thank you.
Stump the Chumps.
Yay, we got one. There's no way in hell I'm going, like, oh no, you said this.
Now we're holding you to this.
Damn it.
It's not our fault.
Yeah.
You phrased it incorrectly. Yeah,
exactly.
Renee and Simsbury.
Yes, what duo sang Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
Elmo and Patsy.
Stump the Chumps.
Tim and Milford.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, listen, there was a movie, Duel. What year did that movie come out?
Duel. I want to say 1972.
Hold it. What does this have to do with anything? Who's the duo?
It's a duel.
Duel was called. Dennis Weaver, a truck.
No, but who was the duo?
Yeah.
The famous duo.
I mean, duo, not duel. Yeah, duo.
Duel.
Stump the Chumps.
Joe.
Hey, who was the duo that raced around in the 70s movie with a yellow Dodge Charger, 69 Dodge Charger?
Dirty Mary and Crazy Larry.
God damn you.
Thank you.
The Chumps.
Cliff and Derby.
Hello.
One, two. And oh, here we are, Cliff and Derby.
Hey guys, good morning. This is a two-parter. Cheech and Chong, the famous duo. What was their last movie, and when was it made?
That's a good one.
Oh, was it the Korskin Brothers?
I'm sure there was like eight movies on their spiral downward.
Things are tough all over.
I feel like it would be called Cheech and Chong's last movie.
No. Yeah, that'd be the obvious one. But no, I remember the Korskin Brothers. That movie sucked.
That was terrible.
Things are tough all over.
Wow. You've wasted a lot of your life watching crappy movies.
Yeah, there was one where they were like Arabs or something like that. I can't think of it.
You're slapping yourself.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I am.
Okay.
You guys done?
Yes.
All right. Cheech and Chong's next movie in 1980.
Wow.
That was the last one.
Wasn't it their second movie?
There was more movies after that.
That was the last one.
Are you sure?
No, it wasn't. Did Nice Dreams after that. Then you had the Korskin Brothers. You had Things Tough All Over. There was like three
that
or four after that.
Was that one.
No, it wasn't.
Phil, we need a fact check here.
Next movie.
Cheech and Chong's last movie,
well,
please.
A couple years after Up in Smoke.
Hold on.
Yeah, we're fact checking right now.
And we'll see you guys tomorrow morning, by the
awesome.
Way.
Awesome.
Oh, okay. We better be nice then.
Right.
I don't know if that was a threat or not.
Wow. I will see you tomorrow.
And we
I will be bringing
that.
Toys.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Technically, they made an animated movie, Cheech and Chong's animated movie, 2013.
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count. Okay.
That
Get out of
count.
My room, 1985.
Oh, I thought I was right. You guys got me.
Oh.
How about that?
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. In a nice way.
The Chumps. And AJ said you were wrong, not me.
No! Thank you.
Mike in Stratford.
Good morning. What year did the White Stripes form as a band?
Form and us hearing of them, two different
yes.
dates.
Yes. Well, they're not very old.
Well, here's the deal. NRBQ is playing the Water Doctor stage tomorrow.
Yes.
And you'll never guess when they were formed.
Really?
When did they release their first album?
Okay. Wait, are we
Hold
asking
on.
A different question now?
We're getting to you in a second, Mike.
NRBQ.
This is an aside right now.
Yeah, this is a little side note.
Right, side note.
NRBQ formed in 1965.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Can you imagine?
Right.
I mean, it was still Beatlemania. Okay, now back to you.
Yes.
Right. Their first album.
Oh, no, we're doing when they formed.
When they formed.
Which one? When they formed.
Formed.
And you were going to tell us when their first album was?
If you want.
Yeah.
1999.
Then before that.
I'm going to say 1990.
I'm going to say 1992.
90? No, that's too long, I think.
I'd say 92.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I'd say 92.
I was thinking
92?
96, right. 7, something like that. Because it was just the two of them, and I feel like he had all those songs like written, basically, and he just needed to find the drummer.
Yeah, right. It wasn't like they toured the country in a van and played a lot of shows to get discovered.
No.
No.
All right, let's do this. 97.
Damn it. I shouldn't have given you the year. It's 97.
Nice job, Bill. The Chumps. All right, one more. Michelle in North Haven.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you guys know what year was the first time Minnie Mouse appeared on screen with Mickey Mouse?
I know she turned 50 years old like about 10 or 15, no, about 20 years ago. So let's see. 20 years ago was 19.
Look how you do the math in bits and pieces.
2020, so 2000, so 50. Let's see. Let's carry the one. Let's see. What's 50 years from the...
I know.
I remember she turned 50.
Deduct 70 from 2022.
I can't.
Wouldn't that be 52?
All right, go with that, yeah.
Nope, 1929.
Damn.
I had a feeling it was...
Damn.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, so I was wrong.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.